Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled Natural Copywriting for Way More Sales. Either write something worth reading or do something worth writing, said Benjamin Franklin. When it comes to writing sales pages, squeeze pages, and other online forms of persuasion, many people freeze in their tracks. They're afraid. If they don't get just the right perfect formula, they won't sell a thing. It is true that you need to get it right. However, you certainly don't have to get it perfect and start making sales with your own copywriting. Think about when you tell a friend of a delicious meal you had at a local restaurant. Do you follow a formula? And make sure that you told them just the right things? No. I bet you don't. You just let the conversation flow naturally. You probably start with, it was a busy place. But the transition from waiting for a table to being greeted by your waitress was seamless. You might talk about how welcoming and friendly everyone was. Then you talk about how clean and bright the washrooms were. Then you might go on to say how delicious the food was. Finally, you might even include a story about the waitress who went out of her way to make sure that she had everything that you needed to keep busy while waiting for dinner. There are many formulas out there to follow, but what usually works best is to write as if you were talking to a friend. I actually call this the barstool test. That's right, talk your prospects as if they were talking to a friend at a bar. Pretend that you're about to let a friend know about a great product or service or program you're about to write for, and think about what you say to her. Think about what she might ask you. Think about the reasons why it might not be for her. Then just start writing what comes naturally to you, what flows from your personality. Readers can sense your energy. It flows through in everything you write. So if you're writing a stiff and salesy, then it's not likely to get a good result as if it flows naturally from your unique personality. Unique personality meaning, if you're outgoing, you would be someone who easily talks to people, who knows all the right things to say. If you're reserved, you tend to be laid back and you don't always think about the right things to say, but the words you use are very different than the words that someone else would use. So be true to you. This doesn't mean that you shouldn't use any kind of format or formula for copywriting. There are certain elements that are proven to work and should be included. However, you should place a strong emphasis on your natural born talent to communicate. You have that skill already. Elements of persuasion copy. When writing copy, there are certain elements that are essential in every one of them is a very specific job to do. Here are some of the elements that make your sales letters stronger. One of the reasons I'm talking about copywriting here is very simple. When you are doing autoresponders, the best way to keep your customers or prospects interested is to give them some tips or tricks on how they can succeed in the industry they're in, and do a 5-to-1 ratio, where before you send them an email that's a sales letter, you should always send them at least 5 or 6, maybe, and you may even vary it. It could be 4, it could be 3, it could be even 6. But the idea is that you want to increase the open rate when someone gets your email. And the best way to do that is to randomly send them a sales letter, but make sure that you send enough emails of information that they can use in their business. Headlines. This is pretty much an essential element of most copywriting and has the most important job of all. The job of a headline is to grab the reader's attention and spark interest, but the most importantly, it should lead the reader to the first sentence of the letter. Subheadlines. So many writers don't use subheadlines, and this is too bad. You see, the subheadline keeps the interest and curiosity flowing. It also helps to break up small text so the reader never gets the feeling of being overwhelmed. Bullet point and numbered list. This too helps to break up small text, but most importantly, it helps move the reader down the page closer to the sale. Testimonials. Testimonials are so important, not only for credibility, but also to make your reader feel like part of the community, part of the club. Benefits. Don't just talk about the product. Talk about what the product can do for the reader. This includes things like make more money, lose weight, be happier. Product details. Include the items like number of pages, format, warranty, pricing, etc. Include it all and make sure the reader feels good about the deal. Who, what, when, where, why, and how. These are questions that your sales letter should answer. Like a news reporter, you want to give them all information. They need to feel good about the purchase. Whatever way your format is, taking the time to go through your copy and make sure it answers these 6 questions will put the smallest number of barriers between the page and the next action you want your reader to take. So, let's go back and let's look at those 6 things again. These are 6 questions that you want everything to answer when you are writing your copy. Who does it benefit? What will it do for you? When will it be available? Where can you pick it up? Why? Well, here's an example. If you want to lose weight, that's your why. How? How will this help them? So, here's what we need to say. Remember that in the sales copywriting process, you don't write it just once. Good copy is not just created, it evolves. You put up a page in the sales copywriting process. You don't write it just once. Good copy is not just created, it evolves. And think about it. When you're writing copy, you are writing copy for your website, for your newsletter, for your autoresponder. You put up a page and then you wait. You test, you tweak, you change, and repeat. If you expect to put up the winning copy with one shot, good luck. It is a process, and it takes time, patience, and attention. Remember, no matter what you're doing, everything takes time. Nothing happens overnight. So, as we mentioned earlier, you already have a natural talent for communicating. Don't be afraid to use it. Let your personality shine through and enrich the lives of others with the quality information and advice that you have to share. Do this, and payoffs will be worth the effort. Now, what we're going to spend the rest of the show doing is talking about five irresistible copywriting examples. Some marketers out there manage to sell land on the moon, while others have a hard time trying to commercialize toilet paper. One of the most common essential products that you could ever find on the supermarket shelves. In this case, the not-so-secret recipe for success involves a very important element, irresistible copywriting that can turn the dullest product into a hot must-have. As far as you can say, buy me, you need me. How smart copywriters make a difference in your life. You need to rely on excellent copywriting to take your products or services to the next level regarding your goals. The size of your business or your field of activity, whether you're selling cosmetics or trying to promote your small-scale plumbing company, first-class copywriting can get you where you want to be, one time and on budget, by helping you create a long-lasting connection with your audience to bring whatever it is that you are selling into the spotlight. You have to be witty, bravely honest, intriguing, or straightforward. Either way, you have to be shockingly different than the rest of your competition. Here's another thing to think about. When you put a sales letter in your autoresponder, you've spent time sending them emails from a newsletter where what you are doing is offering them tricks and tips on success. Okay? Now, you want that sales letter to be along the same lines that They feel that they are learning something about your product. So that's where the who, what, where, when, why, and how much comes into play. Good web copy will help you differentiate your business from the rest, make a name for yourself, and stay in the game with minimal effort. What it's doing is it's branding your company. You cannot become the master of words overnight, but you can certainly improve your own writing skills and boost your power of persuasion by learning from the best. Let's face it, some old players just mail copywriting and sell better and faster than anyone else. Others create legends. Here are five awe-inspiring copywriting strategies incorporated in calls to action, modal boxes, different website sections, and various other structures that have rocked our world, making us believe that we have to buy the products that we may or may not need in our lives at this point. Cracks show us how to reinforce our social sharing widget. So let's face it, it's not really easy to convince people to share or like your page, but to simplify your mission, you have to get up close and personal with your audience and unleash the creative beast that is still dormant inside you. Be bold, daring, and fun. Cracked embraces the approach and reached the outstanding 3 million mark while counting their likes. The message promoted by Cracked is straightforward. Choosing to like Cracked has no side effects. So what's the worst that could happen? Indeed, a little impulse given to your readers to like your page doesn't pose any unwanted side effects and has never sounded better. Apple is no stranger to seductive copy. According to Kissmetrics, Apple has always played the cards right, at least when goal-oriented copywriting is involved. Apple copywriters give you the chance to justify your purchase and convince the breadwinner and your family that you are unable to live the rest of your life without an iPhone 5 in your pocket. So far, Apple has taught us a few basic things. They show us how perfect our own web copy makes our voice heard and sell big while making the most cleverly selected words. What we are seeing here, Steve Jobs proved that people will pay to buy a mini computer and keep it in their pockets. Today, no one, whether you have an iPhone or an Android, the majority of the people have little smartphones. Why? Because they can get their email and keep up with it. They can get apps downloaded. They can do anything that can help them to generate business for their business. And Apple, through their products, have proven that people will pay to use it. We should always use short, concise sentences with a powerful impact to promote readability. For example, it's our thinnest display ever, and it's the first of its kind. You should boost your credibility by adding essential technical details. For example, the back of the iPhone 5 is made of a motorized 6000 series aluminum, the same material used in Apple notebooks. Now, all of this is copywriting from Apple that they used to advertise their iPhones and their Macs or their MacBook Air. We should boost the client engagement by telling a fascinating, compelling story. For example, Apple tells the whole world how the Apple EarPods were created and tested. During the testing phase, the subjects had to run on a treadmill and perform different kinds of cardio workouts while being exposed to extreme temperatures. As a result, the Apple EarPods ensure the highest level of protection against water and sweat, so they represent a smart investment. Doesn't this cute little story make you want to get your hands on the Apple EarPods that were tested by 600 people who had to withstand extreme and cold, excessive heat? I go to the gym 3 times a week, and I don't know how many times I see people with their phones strapped to their arm and earplugs in their ears. And I've even seen them with the Apple EarPods. They seem to be very popular. So what can you do that is very similar to the copywriting and sales letters Apple does that can help you expand your business? Mozilla proves that you can sell big with fewer words. You don't have to write an entire book to convince your targeted audience that you are the best player in your sector. You just have to learn how to resonate with your public and come up with a compelling message. Mozilla knows that in terms of copywriting, less is sometimes more. The creative minds behind the web copy are able to say a lot without actually using tons of words. We at Mozilla, doing good is part of our code. Do tell us, how do you ignore this powerful brand that succeeds in delivering the value proposition in less than 50 words? And let's get this straight. Mozilla is the browser. Firefox is the more commonly known name of Mozilla. Groupon gets bonus points for its funny email copy. We all let you in on a little secret. Buyers love brands that do not take themselves too seriously. So why not make your prospects laugh a little by making the most of your funny, reader-oriented email copy? This is the clever strategy embraced by Groupon. The creator of the subject line will definitely put a smile on your face. Beat the heat deals. Half off being less sweaty. This subject line responds to the pressing needs of the recipients and stimulates the curiosity of their lust for great deals and discounts. One of the things that Groupon has done is through the discount coupons that they offer, you will find people who use Groupon will go miles out of their way just to eat at a restaurant where they can save a percentage off of their meal. Petco knows how to keep its price on a leash and brag about it. Okay, let's face it, clever words that offer a promise of a substantial discount are almost important to ignore. Petco is fully aware of that fact. This is probably the main reason why it has created the pet-friendly stores. It is short, concise, funny, and compelling. It definitely helps the brand create a solid connection with pet owners who are constantly looking for quality, decently priced pet supplies. All in all, these five examples show us that passion, killer writing skills, in-depth research, and flawless understanding of your buyer's shopping behavior represent the key to crafting stellar web content that actually sells. And remember, Petco is in a very highly competitive marketplace. And people are constantly looking for ways to save money when it comes to pets. Because guess what? You have to find a way to save money, which is very simple, that when you have to give your dog shots, you have to buy flea collars, you have to buy food for them, and for cats, you're buying food, you're buying cat litter, because many cats often have. And not only that, you got to buy them something like a little pet hotel, something that they can jump on and scratch on so they don't go tear up your furniture. So when you're writing sales copy, think about one thing. When you are writing sales copy, what is the header and how does it hook your readers to want to follow you and to want to delve down more into your sales letter to understand and answer those questions? And remember, you can use bullet points, you can use testimonials, you need to include benefits, you also need to include your product details, whether it's a sales letter on your website or whether it's sales copy in an email. You are looking for ways to reach your customers and gain from them consistency, and repeat business. And remember, you can go to my website, and that website is the number one personalcareercoach.com. And we can work with you either individually or in groups to help you put together and acknowledge what it is that you need to do to take your business to that next level.